Trump, civil nuclear deal totally subject to Saudi Arabia joining very respected Abraham Accords. By Amy Furr on July 23, 2026. President Donald Trump on Thursday conditioned the civil nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia on them joining the Abraham Accords. In a social media post, the president wrote the civil nuclear deal, "There will be no enrichment of material being made between the United States Department of Energy and Saudi Arabia, which pertains only to non-military use such as the ones that Iran and UAE and others already have, will be approved, but is totally subject to Saudi Arabia joining the very respected and successful Abraham Accords. The United States is not opposed to civil, non-enriched, nuclear facilities. Thank you for your attention to this matter. President Donald J. Trump," he concluded. The president in May called on several more Middle East countries to join the Abraham Accords established during his first term, Breitbart News reported. The outlet reported the news while officials were making progress in negotiations toward a deal with Iran. The UAE and Bahrain were the first members of the pact, established in 2020. The Abraham Accords normalize relations between Israel and Arab countries that are part of the coalition, which also include Kazakhstan, Morocco, and Sudan. Trump called on Saudi Arabia and Qatar to lead the way by signing onto the Abraham Accords, adding that if they do not, they should not be part of a potential peace deal with Iran. During the G7 conference in June, Trump told Breitbart News and other outlets he expected more Arab countries to join the pact, calling its early signatories very smart countries and adding that no countries backed out of the agreement during the war with Iran. Meanwhile, several reports citing anonymous officials claim Trump's administration was in varying stages of approving a deal to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia, according to a Breitbart News article published Wednesday. The Saudi news agency Al Arabiya reported on various of these claims in American establishment media, including a report by The Wall Street Journal that Trump had already formally approved a nuclear agreement with the country and one by Reuters stating that the Trump administration was planning to seek congressional approval for the deal. The White House at press time has not commented on the reports, nor has the Saudi government, the outlet said.